It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And all week we've been talking turkey and all the other delicious foods associated with Thanksgiving.
Today, the turkeys we're talking about are your kids and ours. When it comes to food, we know from experience that you may have a picky eater who won't be touching a morsel on the Thanksgiving table.
If you're cooking the meal yourself, you can probably make something that would complement the rest of the food and that you know your child will eat. If you're traveling and someone else will be cooking, it might be a little trickier.
In those cases, it's a good idea to coach your child on being gracious, even if it is just family. Most kids will eat a roll, for example. If you want to discreetly slip a chicken nugget onto the plate as well, we bet nobody would mind. The big thing is to teach your children not to make that ew sound when they look at the food they hate.
Speaking of teaching good manners, what about when kids run crazy during the holiday meal? The truth is, even if it's just close family, people like to eat in peace. It's just better for the digestive system. A good idea is to pretend you're in a restaurant and give kids a paper placemat and some crayons to keep them busy at the kids' table.
Good idea. This is also a good time to teach them that it's not polite to start eating until everyone is seated at the table and after saying grace.
Yes, holiday meals really are a good time to teach kids the table manners that will serve them well for years to come.
Thanks for hanging out with us this week, and we'd love for you to stop by our online house. The website is nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.